arguably the hardest part of being a rabbi of a minyan is knowing what to do in the moment. Because if they take out the wrong Sefer Torah, if they find a mistake in a Sefer Torah, you can't say, let me go look it up in Yalkut Yosef. You have to actually know your stuff. Or at the very least, you have to know what page to look at in the moment. Otherwise, you're going to be very stuck, especially if it's on Shabbat. You know, Rav Schechter says that Am Ha'aretz Ein Mat Shabbat Alav. The Mishnah says, Gemara says that by Demai, an Am Ha'aretz is so afraid of Shabbat, he'll make sure to take off Maaser before Shabbat, so you can eat at his home. But in a Melitza, in a funny way, Rav Schechter applies it colloquially, a little bit loosely, Am Ha'aretz Ein Mat Shabbat Alav, and Am Ha'aretz who doesn't know any Torah, he's afraid of Shabbat, because he can't use his laptop to look up the answers to the She'elot, to pretend like he knows a lot of Torah. So a rabbi really has to know his stuff and to apply the halacha properly if he's going to be active in a minyan on Shabbat and when it comes to Hilchot Sefer Torah. And why does this matter now, this time of year more than any other? Because on Sukkot, we read the same thing basically every single day. It changes a little bit, but you're the same place in the Torah. But on Chol HaMoed and the like. But for Pesach, every single day has a different Kiryat HaTorah. Mashachtura, Kiddush Bekaspa, the Gemara has a whole series of words to help you remember, a mnemonic device to help you remember what you're supposed to read on what day. But what happens if Shabbat is when it's Shabbat Chol HaMoed, not Yom Tov, what are you supposed to do? Then the order does change. So there were a number of great Rabbanim in history who wrote halachot on Hilchot Kiryat HaTorah, Sefer Torah. The Shalmei Tzibur and Shalmei Chagiga, written by Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Elgazi, and the Emet Li'Yaakov, written by, I think also Yom Tov Elgazi, either, I'm mixing up the names, but Emet Li'Yaakov and Shalmei Tzibur / Shalmei Chagiga are two very important works. They all happen to be very long. So Maran Achida summarized them in his Sefer LeDavid Emet. And it's important to know where to look, because if you look in those Sefarim, they tell you, what happens if on the third day of Chol HaMoed, you read the Kiryah for the fifth day of Chol HaMoed, and you only realized after Rishon, but before he recited Baruch, or after he recited Baruch. Every single permutation of cases that you could possibly think of, written out so clearly, it's just extremely boring to go through it if you were going to go Kaseder. And what do you do? What happens? Read the wrong one, you finish at the end, you have to make up it tomorrow, you have to read it again. And a whole series of halachot that a rabbi has to know exactly where to look and how to apply each one. Happens to be the Chidah disagrees with the whole thing. And he has a different approach to the whole thing, but first he summarizes it very beautifully and then he says, I disagree with the whole mahalach. You have to be holding a little bit more to understand. I've already forgotten, it's been a couple of years since I even touched this topic well. I reviewed it once, whatever. And the Kaf HaChaim, I believe in Siman Tav Pei Tet, but I'm not seeing it right now, it's somewhere around there, at the end of Hilchot Pesach, the Kaf HaChaim, Rav Yaakov Chaim Sofer, also summarizes and incorporates all of these halachot again into Hilchot, I think it's in Siman Tav Tzadi, whatever, into his Sefer Kaf HaChaim and Orach Chaim. So a person who is the rabbi of a minyan, or Stam, a yeshiva bacher, who's in a minyan where you're not paying enough attention to Kiryat HaTorah, you should take out your phone, go to Sefaria, Kaf HaChaim is a halacha section on Shulchan Commentary on Orach Chaim, spend 20 minutes scrolling through in Siman Taf Tzadi until you find the halacha that applies to your minyan in case you guys have a problem. Baruch Adonai L'Olam, Amen V'Amen.